Hi there, this is Ethan with the Depo Provera Help Team. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, Ethan. I have Claire Anderson to transfer to you. Claire Anderson, common spelling.
Okay, perfect. I just received your file. I'll go ahead and take it from here.
All right, you got it. Ms. Anderson, you're in good hands. Hold for transfer.
Thank you.
Alrighty, and then Claire, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey there, Claire. So this is Ethan. We're on a recorded line here. How are you at the moment?
I'm good. I am trying to get through this kind of quick because I'm actually working and trying not to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Well, no worries. This should, no worries. This should only take about 10 minutes of your time. Now, I take it you were interested in seeing if you can participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you already have an attorney helping you file the claim?
No.
Okay. And you'd be filing this for yourself, right?
Yes.
Additionally, can you confirm to me under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, you haven't sought any advice from other attorneys, and you haven't signed any documents or packets of information for anyone else? Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And Mrs. Claire, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Gotcha. Really sorry to hear you had to deal with that. What was your date of diagnosis?
Yes. September 12th, 2020.
Okay, September 12th, 2020. And what is your birthday?
2/14/91.
Okay, just confirming, that's 2/14/91, so Valentine's Day of 1991, correct?
Yes.
Gotcha. In addition, do you happen to know anyone else that was also injured by Depo Provera who could need some help? If not, that's okay.
No, not right now, I don't.
Okay. Yeah, don't worry about that. Now, were you using the name brand labeled specifically called Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, and were you using it for at least 1 year?
Yes.
During 1 year, did you also get at least 4 injections?
Yes.
Okay. And were you using it between January 1st, 1992 to the present day?
Yes.
Okay. When did you start taking Depo Provera? Do you remember the date?
I can get you the exact date.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be exact, but your best estimate.
I would say like maybe 7 months before I was diagnosed, and I was diagnosed September 12, 2020. So yeah, it was a little bit over a half a year before I got diagnosed. So that would make it, I can't go backwards with a month.
Okay, so you started taking it. So were you taking it for a full year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Well, okay, yeah, so you...
Were you asking... Okay, wait, so what were you asking?
Yeah, so you were diagnosed on September of 2020, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so before that, did you take Depo Provera for a full year?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so when did you start taking Depo Provera?
Oh, I'm sorry. March 2017.
Okay, gotcha. March of 2017. Yeah,
no,
no worries.
Sorry. It's been a long day.
I know there's a lot of dates to think of, so I know it can get a little bit confusing and it's easy to mix things up. Okay. And
yeah.
When did you stop taking Depo Provera?
Well, when I was diagnosed, so September 12th, 2020.
Okay, so you took it for about 3 years and 3.5 years?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. And just to confirm, that start date was March 2017, and then you stopped when
yes.
you were diagnosed in 2020?
Yes.
Gotcha, okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Alrighty, and then the other agent sent me some of your information. I have your first name as Claire, Claire, last name Anderson, Anderson.
Yep.
Okay, do you also have a middle name?
Marie, Marie.
Okay, MARIE. Do you happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or senior?
No.
Okay, and what is your social? Okay.
601-06-7008.
Just want to confirm I heard that correctly. You said 601-06-7008.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for confirming that. And I have your email down here as Claire, that's with two I's, Anderson@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, and your phone number is 480-376-6893.
Yep.
Okay, and is this your smartphone, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Okay, Claire, what is your address?
It's 2502 West Belmont, BELMONT Avenue, apartment number 2, and that's going to be Phoenix 85051.
Okay, 2502 Belmont, West Belmont Avenue, apartment 2, Phoenix, Arizona, 85051.
Yeah.
Okay, and Claire, what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with meningioma?
I just went over this with her. The one that diagnosed me with it. Hold on. I have three doctors. So. Diagnosed it or prescribed?
Diagnosis for your meningioma.
Okay, I think it was Dr. Patrick Miller.
Okay, Patrick, I would assume that's
Yeah.
PATRICK and then Miller, MILLER.
Yeah.
Okay. And
Yeah.
what hospital was this at?
St. Joseph's?
St. Joseph, is that in Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay,
You want
St.
the
Joseph.
address?
Gotcha. Yeah, I can look it up. Give me just a second here.
Okay.
Or if you know the address, actually, that would be easier.
Yeah, it's 350 West Thomas Road.
Okay, 350 West Thomas Road. And you did say that's St. Joseph Hospital, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for confirming. St. Joseph Hospital. In addition, before your diagnosis of meningioma, did you ever have any other cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay, gotcha. And then, nextly, this is in regards to the doctor that treated you for meningioma. What doctor would this be?
Dr. Andrew Little.
Okay, you said Dr. Andrew Little.
Yes.
Okay, I would assume that's spelled ANDREW and then last name LITTLE.
Yes.
Okay, and what hospital was this at?
Same one. It was all at the same one.
Okay, gotcha.
St. Joseph's.
Gotcha. And then for your prescription of Depo-Provera, was this also at St. Joseph?
Yes.
Okay. And which doctor was prescribing you Depo-Provera?
Oh, okay. So, hold on. Okay, yeah. So Ronald Eunice is going to be the other doctor. Sorry, I couldn't think of
Yeah, no worries. You said
what it was
Ronald,
like three or four.
RONALD.
Yeah, Eunice, YUNIS.
YUNIS. Okay, and then as far as the pharmacy where you would be getting Depo-Provera from, was this also St. Joseph?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All three of them being the same makes it so easy for me to just copy and paste and not have to look anything else up. So convenient. And yeah, so we're actually almost done here then. Lastly, I just need to ask you, do you have any copies of medical records that show your diagnosis or your treatment?
I could definitely get a copy of them.
Okay, yeah, if necessary, most likely you won't have to, but if necessary, would you be able to provide them either by mail, electronically, or both?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And lastly, all I need to do is I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone we can reach out just in case we can't contact you for an extended period of time so we can continue your case. Other than that, we would never have to. Do you have anyone you want to use as emergency contact?
His name is Thomas Ryan. Thomas is his first name, Ryan's his last name.
Okay, Thomas, and then Ryan, Ryan. Okay, and who is this person to you?
He is my co-parent, I guess, with my child.
Okay, does he live with you or separately?
Separate.
Okay, so Mr. Thomas Ryan, the co-parent of your child, what's his phone number?
It's 480-529-0058.
Okay. And do you happen to know his email address and his address as well?
I
If not, that's okay.
don't. I
Okay.
don't.
Yeah, don't worry about that then.
Okay.
Okay. And then lastly, so yeah, we're actually almost done here. Lastly, I'm just going to read off a quick compliance form. This is just a short checklist to make sure that everything we've discussed is correct. So I'll list off a few items very quickly, and if anything sounds wrong, you can interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we did confirm you don't have an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone to help you with this. You were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera as a contraceptive. You did take Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and during that time, you got at least 4 shots. You were using the name brand label Depo-Provera, and you were also getting these injections between 1992 to the present.
Yep, that all sounds correct.
Alrighty, perfect. So I'll go ahead and start drafting up some documents for you to digitally sign. I'm gonna send these to myself first, just so I can check your personal information, make sure I didn't make any mistakes, and then I'll get it over to you in about a minute or so. So give me just a moment here.
Okay.
I see you there. Okay, Claire Marie Anderson. I'm gonna read off some of your personal information as well, just for you to confirm.
Okay.
Okay, so I see you there. You're Claire Marie Anderson, 2502 West Belmont Avenue, and that was apartment 2, right?
Yes.
Okay, and that's Phoenix, Arizona, 85051. And you're just to be sure, your email address in the name Claire, it has 2 I's. Okay, your birthday is February 14th of 1991, and your social is 601-06-7008. Alrighty, perfect. So Claire, I'm gonna go ahead and click send on my end, and you should receive a text message momentarily containing a link to DocuSign that'll allow you to digitally get these documents signed. These are just retaining documents stating first and foremost that our law partners will be representing you, and it also gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf. Once you're done signing as well, of course, an email will be copied to you for your own record keeping.
Okay. Do you want me to do that right now?
Please. Should only take
Okay.
about a minute or so. I will say just make sure you're being careful because there's going to be some fields where it asks you just for initials, and there will be other fields where it asks you for a full signature. So just make sure you pay attention to that. Other than that, pretty easy.
Okay, one sec.
And if you need any help, just let me know. I'll be here on the line, of course.
Okay.
In the meantime, while you're getting that taken care of, I'll also send you a text message from a 949 number, which is my personal office number. That way you have my contact information in case you ever need to reach out for any reason, okay?
Okay.
Provera.
Okay. Okay. Is it just one sheet?
If you click next at the top, it should take you to the, it should automatically go to the next field. I think there's a few different ones. And then once you're finished
Okay.
clicking next, it should also then say finish at the top when you're done. Oh, you know what? I just
Yeah,
received
it
that.
said finished.
Okay, gotcha. Sorry, I missed. Okay, let me just check to make sure. All right, I see your signature there. That looks good. And I see your initials there. Alrighty, that's perfect. Okay, so yeah, Claire, that's all I needed from you today then. Thank you for your time. Before you go, I'm just gonna let you know our attorney partners should be reaching out to you via another phone call sometime within the next several days to a week. That's just so they can verify your personal information. Then and only then can they actually start working on your case. So it's just very important that you look out for that and then return it as soon as you can, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
But yeah, other than that, that's all I needed from you today, unless you had any other questions.
Nope, I think yeah, you covered it all.
Okay, perfect. Well, then you're free to go. I know you did say you're at work, so I'll let you get back to doing whatever you need to do. And I do wish you all the best, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Of course, happy holidays.